It's Wednesday, August 3rd. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. You probably heard Coach Mike Sherman tell the media that he really thinks that even with the loss of people like Von Miller, Lucas Patterson, and Michael Hodges, the Aggie defense can and will be better this year than last. Well, he's talking more about it, saying that you don't replace a guy like Miller with one guy, but you replace what he did with a lot of guys stepping up.
It would be foolish to think that we can replace a Von Miller, number two pick in the draft. And some of the plays he made were phenomenal plays. But I do think collectively as a defense, the only way we can answer it is by playing better as a group. And, this is second year in the defense. The familiarity should be a lot higher. We did things this spring that we couldn't do the spring before. We'll do things in camp, this camp, that we couldn't do the camp before. So I think from an overall package standpoint, we will be better. But certain guys have to step up. I expect Tony Girardi to be a dominant force up front. Garrick Williams has to step up and become a player for us. I think Sean Porter will be a phenomenal player for us. I think he'll make some plays for us. Our secondary has to be as good as I think they're going to be. They have to be able to shut people down. So I think if we really improve collectively as a team, we can minimize the loss of some of the players that we have.
All but three of the 10 Big 12 teams report to school today for the start of workouts tomorrow, including Baylor, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Texas reports Thursday and starts Friday. Texas Tech reports Friday, starts Saturday. A&M reports Monday with the first practice on Tuesday. Baylor is the first Big 12 team to play a game as they'll meet TCU in Waco on Friday, September the 2nd. The Aggies, of course, open the season on Sunday the 4th, hosting SMU. The other eight teams open on Saturday the 3rd. That's Missouri hosting Miami of Ohio. Iowa State hosting Northern Iowa. Kansas hosting McNeese. Kansas State bringing in Eastern Kentucky. Texas Tech will host Dennis Franchione in Texas State. Texas will bring in Rice. Oklahoma State hosts Louisiana Lafayette. And Oklahoma hosts Tulsa. Those are the openers for the 10 Big 12 teams. Well, while certainly many Aggie fans claim the Cowboys or the Texans as their favorite NFL teams, the Denver Broncos are certainly making a play for A&M's affections. Yesterday, the Broncos added former Brian Viking and Aggie Ty Warren to their roster just a week after he'd been cut by the New England Patriots. Warren will join the defense that will include Aggie rookie Von Miller, who Denver took as the number two overall pick in the draft in June. Warren played for the Patriots 8 years since being a first-round pick in 2003. Did not play at all last year because of injury. He took the time to return to A&M to complete his degree and graduated this past May. The Texas Rangers' lead in the American League West has been cut to one game after Texas lost the opener of a series with Detroit last night, 6-5. That's while the LA Angels were beating Minnesota 5-1, so the Angels just a game behind the Rangers now. Texas is 4-6 in their last 10 games, and they have two more at Detroit before coming home for a six-game homestand. Last night, in his first Ranger appearance, new pitcher Mike Adams gave up the winning home run.
Swinging a fly ball, right field, hit deep, got a chance, score! Brandon Bosch with a bullet into the bleachers in right number 16, and the Tigers take a 6-5 lead here in the bottom of the eighth.
And that was the final score. The Astros lost to Cincinnati again, 6-1 yesterday at Minute Maid. They finished with the Reds tonight. They've got tomorrow off and host Milwaukee this weekend. The Dallas Morning News reports that former Tennessee basketball coach Bruce Pearl is visiting the Dallas Mavericks and the facility of their D-League team, the Frisco Legends, today. Frisco needs a head coach since their former coach Nancy Lieberman was moved to the front office. The paper says the job is Pearl's if he wants it, but he'll probably not make a decision today as he's also mulling over a TV analyst offer. Pearl was fired from the Volunteers after admitting NCAA violations. The Brazos Valley Bombers lose again at Victoria 6-5 last night. That pretty much squashes any chance now for the playoffs. The Bombers come home for their next four games tonight and tomorrow to host Alexandria and then this weekend with Acadiana. And Tiger Woods played nine holes early yesterday at Firestone in preparation for his return to the PGA Tour, and he says that his health is good as it's been in several years.
Some of my friends have texted me over the weeks I've been off, and that's been awfully nice of them to keep me in the loop and see what tell me what's going on out here, and tell me to get my butt back out here. So that's been nice.
Former number one will start the Bridgestone Invitational tomorrow, ranked number 28 in the world now. That's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.